So there have been a couple developments, which we want to get into, that have happened since we talked about this yesterday. And they've been covered by Asra Nomani, who writes at the Fairfax Times, and she joins us now. So, Asra, thank you for a few minutes. So I want to start. We just got everyone up to speed in our listening audience of basically what's been going on. And we could dive deeper in with some of your reporting. You're way closer to this than we are. But the big development I want to start with last night was that the superintendent, Michelle Reed, sent out a letter to, I think, everybody. It was an email to all parents of Fairfax County.
Right.
What did that letter say, and where are we now with the playoffs starting tonight and Hayfield playing tonight?
Yeah, so it's been 9 months of a debacle, a local debacle on this issue. And to borrow a sports analogy, Michelle Reed, the superintendent, fumbled, and she's now trying to pick up the ball and, you know, just save face. So last night what she did is she announced that she is going to have a county-wide, a district-wide evaluation of recruitment and eligibility. So she's taking the focus off the controversy at Hayfield and now applying it to every team in every school and every sport. And so it's not, it's as one father put it and one coach, the house is burning down, and instead of like trying to take the fire out, she's just moving on and saying, hey, I'm going to figure out what we're going to do in the future. But meanwhile, you have this debacle just imploding in the county right now.
So could you speak to, I think, folks that sort of come by this story and just sort of as tourists or somebody that's just sort of reading a headline, they're trying to frame it basically as, oh, this team got really good and you're mad about it. Well, I would love for you to go into, you've done some amazing reporting on this. Could you go into some of the other things before we even talk about a football team being good that just, the way I said to put it, kind of just seems shady. Like where your flags are raised, whether it's the text messages demanding payments, who's got accounting of those monies? Where did they go? What receipts are there? Things like that, that I think are, it's more than just this team got good.
Yeah, this is really such a fundamental story about what is America about also. Because, you know, we love sports in America. I loved athletics as a child. It brought me, as an immigrant, you know, to understand America. It got me to connect with people, raised a son in sport. And America is a place of rule of law. And so this is where sports is also to be defined. And sportsmanship is really not only about ethics and etiquette, but also about rule of law. And so what we have here is a school that you noted under the past coach had successes, Coach Aziz, and all of a sudden a principal shows up and he said, I want to just catapult to the top. I want to be state champions. And what they did to accomplish that was bring in a new coach from across the border in Prince William County and bring with them some, you know, the estimate goes from 20 to 30 players from Freedom High School in Prince William County to private schools. They redistricted some ninth graders that folks don't really talk about, but what is fundamental here is that Virginia High School League has some rules that people are supposed to self-govern around to create fairness in the sport. And it's not to take away a competitiveness, but to make sure that everybody's working with the same rule book. And we all know that folks move around, a few players here and there, maybe, coaches recruit one or two players, but this was at such a mass scale that the alarm bells went off, and that's the chaos that has now ensued in Fairfax County over the last 9 months.
Asra Nomani is with us. The reason, frankly, that we've been talking about it is it feels like a seminal moment in high school sports in this area as to where are we going and what do we want out of high school athletics, essentially. I guess my next question to you would be, for the person who says, because I've asked so many people now that are around high school sports about this, and they would say, well, there's no smoking gun. Like that FCPS couldn't find that. All the kids had addresses. The paperwork is filled out. There's not much else to do. It's a moral issue. What do you say to that?
Well, it's so interesting because there is this proselytizing rule that is the one that is a funky word to describe recruitment. And what it states is that student is not supposed to move to a school for the sake of athletics. That's what public school is supposed to be about, communities. And, you know, really a lieutenant general in one of the impacted schools, Fairfax High School, described to me, too, how a lot of the military families, you know, they've been moving their kids around for years, and they're trying to then build them a community in high school. And so what you kind of had happening was, I hate to put this word, it's such a strong word, but sort of like mercenary athletes coming into a high school, replacing the students that had grown up in that community so that they get displaced, they get bullied out of their spots on the team. And it wasn't just about caliber, you know, it was about just basically making everyone feel like they were welcome. And then at the end of it all, you have stacked the deck. Like, that's what is illegal in high school sports in public system. And you know, this is not just an issue for the DMV, too, because what I'm hearing is this is striking a nerve, because it's creating that existential question that parents and coaches and communities are having about what is going on with youth sports. You know, that I was a mom. I told you, like, my son was in the sport of fencing, and we went from Salt Lake City to San Diego for national fencing tournaments. And I do look back and I say, what were we chasing? It's that dangling carrot, you know, of scholarships and prestige and this and that. Remember when we go to take the kid to karate, you're paying up for every belt that they get. And so it's a multi-million-dollar industry, and we have to have a real deep conversation about what we're doing and what's the sacrifice to then the kids, right? At the end of the day, the innocence of the sport is gone in all of this.
Azra Nomani with us here on Grant and Danny. Done some great reporting on this Hayfield High School story. We have two more for you super quick. I'll go first.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Your experience then trying to get information, and some of it is just the behavior is like someone trying to keep a state secret or, you know, invoke the Fifth Amendment, just bizarre things about access that you were, it was restricted to you and others. Could you go into that part of the process, which makes this seem all the more below the level?
This is just unbelievable. So I was a reporter at the Wall Street Journal for 15 years. I covered corporate America, you know, tried to break into corporate secrets. I've covered terrorism. I actually went down to Guantanamo Bay to cover the 9/11 trials. I have had more cloak and dagger on this story than any other story I've had. People are writing to me on Proton Mail. There's this thing in intelligence community called a dead drop, where somebody just leaves a manila envelope with secrets at a location. I did that. I picked up a manila envelope with the inside secrets about what had happened in Prince William County at Freedom High School at a park in Fairfax County. People are afraid for their jobs, retaliation for their kids. But the real story to me, like, I've thought about this so hard, and why have I cared also? Like, why am I bothering? Because politics is local, and sports becomes politics in this kind of situation. And that innocence, again, of the youth is evaporated in these tug of wars. And what ends up happening is Fairfax County Public Schools is a $3.8 billion company, and they have not been able to adjudicate this in a fair way, so that you've got these playoffs of chaos starting tonight. But the end of, you know, the school system Tuesday night, they called the police on us as reporters, and thankfully the Fairfax County Police Department knows that we're allowed to be in public space. I've had some of the parents from Hayfield, you know, try to knock my camera out and intimidate me during public, you know, little moments that they had in front of the courthouse. And what is it that everybody's hiding? I mean, there's a dark secret that's going on in youth sports, and we've seen some of the worst of it when it comes to exploitation of children. But and this is in its own form of financial exploitation, using youth bodies for purposes of like self-interest, building businesses, building credentials, building resumes. And what I am so heartened to hear, you guys, that I want everybody to feel good about is I call them guardians of the game. There are whistleblowers, like this mom, Regina Dorsey, whose son was one of the ones bullied at Hayfield High School. She stood up to the new coach and shenanigans that was happening. And there are coaches that are standing up with great courage. They could lose their jobs. They're being threatened. And so I hope everybody will support the truth telling in all of this, most of all, because everybody may have a different point of view about like, how far should we go in sports? But like, I think we can all be on the side of, let's get to the truth of what happened and how we can fix this.
Osra, thank you for the time. We appreciate it.
Oh, my gosh. Thank you guys so much for bringing me in. I'm so honored.
Osra Nomani, Fairfax Times, has been doing a lot of reporting on this, and frankly, there's just not a lot of it locally. So that has been helpful to people trying to figure out what's going on.